Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The Army will rebid the multi-billion dollar contract under which a Halliburton Company subsidiary has been providing services to U.S. troops around the world. That word from Army officials after long-standing complaints about how the deal has worked in Iraq. Halliburton subsidiary KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, provides food, water shelter, laundry service, and other support for troops around the world since 2001 under a contract that's been extended several times. Halliburton, once led by Dick Cheney, Bush administration officials have been coming under fire since the beginning of the war in Iraq for awarding more than $10 billion to the company and subsidiaries, some of it in no-bid contracts. There have been allegations of fraud and abuse, which the company denies. Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota says it's an almost unbelievable amount of waste and abuse and likely fraud. Ken Lay's memorial service in Houston today, attended by former President George Bush and his wife Barbara. Also there, former Secretary of State James Baker. Today's memorial service, the second service for Ken Lay. The convicted Enron founder also remembered in Aspen, Colorado on the weekend after he died of a heart attack last week. The Homeland Security Department's own inspectors are criticizing a database that helps determine how the department gives out protection money. A study by Inspector General Richard Skinner says the list of vulnerable sites and resources included a kangaroo conservation center, an insect zoo, a bourbon festival, and a flea market. Those findings fueling the anger of some officials in New York and Washington over having their security funding cut back this year. The report says the database is not sufficiently developed to justify decisions on how to allocate federal help. It notes the list includes more than 8,500 so-called assets in Indiana, with fewer than 5,700 for New York, and the list did not include potential targets like the Statue of Liberty, the Brooklyn Bridge, and the Empire State Building. Israel's military hit targets in Lebanon pretty close to the capital of Beirut today. Warplanes and gunboats took aim at a Palestinian guerrilla base 10 miles south of Beirut. That's what Lebanese security officials are saying. The target, no stranger to Israel. It is a base run by a Syrian-backed group. Israel's hit it before. Israel is targeting Lebanon and the base in response to the murder of some soldiers and the capture of two others. This is Air America Radio News.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We have a jam-packed program for you tonight. Ring of Fire host Mike Papantonio will join us next hour to sort of continue the discussion, as brief as it was, that we began last week with his Ring of Fire co-host, Robert Kennedy Jr. We're going to talk with Mike a little bit more about his whistleblower lawsuit against Diebold for voter fraud in the 2004 election. So stick around for that. That's coming up about an hour from now. And I touched on this last night, but I only touched. And I just want to go back to it for a second. And that's what happened to Atlanta music producer Dallas Austin. If you have been in a cave for the past 5 years, you may not realize that Atlanta has become to hip-hop music what Nashville was to country music. And one of the biggest names here in Atlanta is Dallas Austin. He's made tons of money writing and producing hits for people like Madonna, Janet Jackson. It just goes on and on. He also happens to be a client of the same entertainment law firm that represents Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. Now, the reason for that is that Hatch has written and recorded some songs, kind of like the former Attorney General John Ashcroft with his "The Eagle Soars" nonsense. Well, Hatch is represented by this law firm, the entertainment law firm, the same one that represents Dallas Austin. So Hatch is seen as an ally of the Dubai government in the Middle East, because he defended Dubai when it was going to take over the management of some U.S. ports. Remember, Orrin Hatch said there's nothing wrong with it. This sort of thing goes on all the time. That seems so long ago, doesn't it, that discussion? So anyway, it wasn't just Orrin Hatch who joined in the chorus to get Dallas Austin released from jail. He had been busted when he came into Dubai because he had with him a little over a gram of cocaine. And that's a very serious offense in the Middle East, especially in Dubai. Other celebrities worked to get Dallas Austin released, people like Quincy Jones and Lionel Richie. Join the campaign for leniency. But the part that really gets me is Orrin Hatch. This is a guy who is, if anything, a law and order freak, and what that means is lock people up who do drugs, and especially lock people up who do drugs if they have dark skin, and especially lock up people who do drugs if they have black skin and are male in the United States. Now, I frankly think that most drug laws are nonsense. Possession of small amounts of illegal narcotics or stimulants is not a crime warranting years in jail. So, frankly, I'm glad Dallas Austin got off. Sort of. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison, and then it was immediately commuted by the government there. But wouldn't it be nice if some of the influence that was used to get Dallas Austin out of Dubai and back home in church, where he showed up last Sunday here in Atlanta, wouldn't it be nice if some of that effort could be used to get some of the nonviolent drug offenders in the United States, about 500,000 of them, who are sitting in American prisons, according to the Sentencing Project. That's a nonprofit that advocates alternatives to prison. And of that 300,000 to 500,000 people who are in jail for nonviolent crimes related to small amounts of drugs, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of them are black men, black Americans, African Americans. But as you and I sit here, we know that's not going to happen. Orrin Hatch went to bat for Dallas Austin. I don't know why. Only Orrin Hatch knows why. But wouldn't it be nice if Orrin Hatch went to bat for other minor drug offenders who are sitting in prison for 2, 3, 5, 7, 10, 12, 15 years for doing nothing different from what Dallas Austin did? Speaking of drugs, John Hopkins Research Department, Johns Hopkins, University Hospital, did some research recently here. They gave volunteers doses of the active ingredient in psilocybin, you know, psilocybin mushrooms. The purpose was to test what Johns Hopkins referred to as the mushroom's mystical effects. Now, if you've ever done psilocybin, and I have, you understand what the mystical effects can be. They can be pretty profound. The results of the study by Johns Hopkins were announced yesterday, on the same day that Syd Barrett, the co-founder of Pink Floyd, died, who was widely considered a casualty of psychedelic drugs, which I disagree with. I don't know. Syd Barrett was emotionally a wreck 35 years ago. And whether or not his experimenting with LSD or other drugs pushed him over the edge or had to do with his losing control is certainly not something I'm aware of. But they, being the popular press, blame drugs for Syd Barrett's artistic demise way back in 67, 68. Anyway, the announcement from Johns Hopkins came on the same day that the announcement of Syd Barrett's death was made public. Directors of the Johns Hopkins study claimed they took great pains to avoid giving any of their subjects a, quote, bad trip, end quote. And the researchers hailed the salutary results for the people who took the experiment. 60%, according to Johns Hopkins University Hospital, enjoyed what is referred to as the full mystical experience. And months later, you know, this didn't just happen yesterday, just the results were published yesterday. Months later, most of these subjects reported, quote, moderately to greatly increased, close quote, well-being or life satisfaction. Now, as you can guess, the study was criticized vigorously by various government entities, including the National Institute on Drug Abuse, which paid for part of the bill, actually. Critics pointed out that it's still illegal to possess magic mushrooms in every state except Florida and New Mexico, which is a total non sequitur. That's not what the study was about. The study was not about what states still consider possession of psilocybin mushrooms illegal. The study was about the mystical effects of psilocybin on the subjects. What caught my attention about this was another article that caught my attention, and that is the one about these end times religious groups, and they're not all Protestant Christian, who want the apocalypse. They want it as quickly as they can get it. They want the destruction of the earth. They want mass death. They want their Messiah, whether they're Christian, Jews, or Muslims, really, to show up. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But the fact that these people felt moderately to greatly, their sense of well-being was moderately to greatly increased as a result of psilocybin. Now, if you're a teenager, you know, I've made it very clear on this program, I don't recommend drug use for anyone. I don't care if you're 14 or 104. But I do believe that once you're beyond the age of your majority, you certainly have a right, maybe an obligation, to explore things, you think? This is Air America, which is not responsible for what I just said. Unless they want to be.
I sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you
Why are you playing that, huh? Just because of the Johns Hopkins study? All right, we have to get a little serious here, and I understand that... Our good friend Mike Papantonio is a little bit early. We had thought he was going to show up around 11 Eastern time, but I think he's here now to continue that discussion we began last week with his co-host for Ring of Fire, Robert Kennedy Jr., and that's about the whistleblower lawsuit against Ebold and voter fraud in the 2004 election. Are you there, Pap?
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good,
pal. I love the music. I mean, you got me ready. I mean, I'm just ready to talk about anything now.
I know. I hear you. That's coming through loud and clear. You know, we had Bobby on, when was it, Kathy, last week, and he explained what you and he are doing regarding the whistleblower lawsuit against Diebold. What's happening with that?
The odd thing about it is, Michael, the very fact that Kennedy and I have to actually file a lawsuit to force the damn Democratic leadership and maybe even mainstream media to step in to save democracy. I mean, that's really what's happening here. This is like the last ditch effort to make them do something. We're bringing key TAM cases. Now, think about this. Things are so bad right now, injunctive relief doesn't do anything because, you know, you've got a state official that makes the injunction go away.
Right.
There's no other way to go after them other than to sue them with QI-TAM. And what you do there is you bring a case.
That means fraud, right?
QI-TAM
means fraud? Okay.
Total fraud. What you usually see QI-TAM used in is, you know, hospital overbilling, you know, where the defense organization bills $10,000 for a hammer. It's a way to get at their money, and that's the only thing these people understand.
That's right.
And the advantage we have here, Mike, even if the U.S. Justice Department says, no, we're going to take a pass on this, it doesn't make any difference to us. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I want them to take a pass on it. You know, look, here's what's different. We've taken on the tobacco industry, hit the tobacco industry for $240 billion, if
that's
you
right.
recall. And the way we started is we started just like this. We tried to get government to get involved. They wouldn't. We tried to get media to pay attention to it. They wouldn't. We tried to get the industry to take care of the problem themselves. They wouldn't. So what we did is we put a dream team of lawyers together, and we got some results. We're doing the same thing here. We're starting the process by the first cases we're filing. I can't give you the details because they're filed under seal. In about 60 days, though, we can give you the details. And I got to tell you, Mike, when you hear the details, when you hear the caliber of the fraud, it'll make Americans feel like they're living in a damn banana republic, third world country. I have never heard such outrageous facts. And you know what? We had our investigators look at it. We verified everything. And when you hear it, you're going to say, not in America. Bad news is, yeah, it is in America.
You know, let me just digress a second. I don't know if very many people understand that you were one of the attorneys involved in that $240 billion, that's a quarter of a trillion dollar lawsuit, and won against the tobacco industry. And a lot of states got an awful lot of money because of efforts of you and other members of that, the legal team. But for those of you who don't know, Mike Papantonio was one of the key attorneys in I guess that was a whole different lifetime.
Yeah, it was, back when I practiced law more than I did radio.
Now, here's what I'm having a problem with. I understand from a political point of view Gore's reluctance to continue the fight in 2000, Kerry's turning away from Ohio in 2004, strictly from a politics point of view, not a political, but a politics point of view. Are these guys, I'm referring to Kerry and Gore, or any Democratic politicians who may have been burned, and I'm sure there are a number of them, by Diebold, by SNS, by these companies, are any of them working with you, or if you can?
No. Let me tell you how bad it is. In the DNC, they have morphed into spineless creatures that slide around like pathetic jellyfish, and they go from issue to issue, never with enough backbone to take a stand. And I got to tell you something. If it weren't for people like Brad Blog and Black Box Voting and VerifiedVoting.org or Voter Integrity Project, we wouldn't even be on the radar screen with this issue. Let me tell you how bad it is, Mike. In Ohio, the last House of Representatives race out there that you, I know you followed, where mm-hmm. they had the sleepover machines where they actually took the damn computer
yes.
home with them,
yes.
kept the computer for 2 or 3 weeks, and the election was so close. I mean, we're talking about Republicans were declaring victory when there were 64,000 votes still uncounted. Well, the candidate was told by the DNC, don't go forward with it. We don't want to fight it out because we don't want to look like a bunch of whiners.
Oh, my God. Mike, can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
All right. You know how this works. We got to do a break here. We'll come back and pick it up there. We're talking to Mike Papantonio, who, along with Bobby Kennedy Jr., and Mike's Florida law firm are filing the federal whistleblower suits against two voting machine companies. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Get made, go to fix this. Now leave it up to Thomas Scalia and Rehnquist. Got a blank ballot, absentee, you overseas. Seminole will fill it in long as you're down with the GOP. And the WB.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It is 26 before the hour. We're talking with Mike Papantonio, who, among other things, has a program on this network on the weekends with Robert Kennedy Jr. called Ring of Fire. We're talking about the lawsuit that he and Bobby have filed in the state of Ohio. Well, I'm sorry, not in Ohio necessarily, but have filed against Diebold. Who's the other company, Mike?
Well, there's several. You got ES&S. That's one that, you know, if you take those two companies together, they cover about 80% of all the voting machines in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, you've got smaller ones, too, but you still have – it's the same conduct. I mean, exactly the same thing that's going on. It's kind of a race to the bottom in it. You know, we'd like to think that it's all happening by mistake, but I got to tell you, Republicans aren't stealing elections with M16s yet because they don't have to.
That's right.
Elections are at virtually every level, from local to national. They're being gamed in ways that are so sophisticated that lazy media and indolent Democratic leadership, they're hopelessly in the dark. I mean, and unfortunately, as I was saying before the break, unless you had these organizations out there like Black Box Voting or Brad Blog, people like that paying attention to this, this wouldn't even be on the radar screen. Some of the ways that we're getting these whistleblowers, as a matter of fact, Michael, is like, for example, your show. People listen to the show. They say, I have inside information. It's unique information. I'd like to be a whistleblower. And, you know, we're investigating. I mean,
how did they get in touch with you?
Well, they usually call, you know, they come in through Ring of Fire, our blog with Ring of Fire. They'll contact the office directly. But, you know, the truth is, we get covered up with calls, but we investigate them. We don't just take them and, you know, just assume that, you know, it's some kind of a tinfoil hat conspiracy nut calling us. We look at it. And, you know, a lot of times it is that kind of tinfoil hat conspiracy nut calling us. But the truth is, it's going on. Most Americans find it difficult to believe that after 200 years of democracy, it would ever be possible for the act of voting to become as meaningless in the U.S. as it is in Mexico or Iraq. We don't want to believe that, but it's true.
It's astonishing. And let me ask you a naive question. I've asked a couple of people this, and I don't know that I've got an answer that satisfies me. I should be able to answer myself, but I can't. Why has there been such a cavalier attitude about this on the part of media, of the Fourth Estate, the so-called Fourth Estate? And I realize it's been gutted and destroyed and has absolutely no spine left. But there are still hardcore investigative reporters. There are still, Knight Ritter was a chain, maybe it still is. It does investigative work.
Yeah,
there are
yeah.
still people who really bust their hump to bring the truth. But why has there not been just an outrageous scream going all the way back to December 12th, 2000 about this?
Well, it all has to do, if you follow the money, here you've got about, you know, what, 900 days of this bumpkin to do what
to
it
go.
Can to go. 900 days. Now, but media, understand what media's after. They tried this end run with Michael Powell to try to enhance the 1996 Telecommunications Act, where they could go to your town or our town or towns all over the country and own the newspaper, the radio, the television, own everything, okay? So the reason they're giving this guy a break, the reason they're giving the Republicans a break, is it's their last-ditch effort, Mike. The last-ditch effort to hope like hell in 900 days that they can put somebody in office that's going to give them the right to completely ignore antitrust, completely ignore monopoly, and they don't want to. They're afraid to offend the Republicans. That's what it's all about. I mean, you know, you can look at it any way you want to. You can say, well, it's just infotainment. It's the dumbing down of the news media. It's not. They have a very specific agenda. The only way they can get that agenda through is to cow down to the damn Republican Congress. Is the bunch of buffoons running this government right now? They know they're buffoons. They know this president's a buffoon. But they have to, for 900 days, they have to hang in there and not make anybody mad. And truthfully, you know, the guy that's taking the best picture of this thing is Larry Beinhart, Wag the Dog, the librarian, these
right.
books that he's turning out. This isn't just off the top of his head. This guy, he knows the facts. And truthfully, when you read his last book, it's called Fog Facts, you come to the conclusion that the media wants to keep everybody in the dark because they have an agenda. The good news is this. There is some good news here. If they get the picture that they're not going to get their way in that 900 days, then you're going to see them turn around. At last, they're going to understand, okay, we tried. We tried to hang in as long as we could to get what we could. We can't get it. And then I think they'll start going after stories like this. I mean, it's all self-serving.
Well, you know, this that brings up the question of what you and Bobby are doing is, if nothing else, is a news event. Will require news coverage. Well, what kind of coverage do you think you're going to get when this starts? And where is the lawsuit right now? How far are you?
Well, right now the lawsuit has been filed. It's under seal. I can't give you any details because
it's in Ohio.
I can't even tell you where it is.
Okay.
I can't give you the facts. But there are a couple of them, and. In about 60 days, here's what the U.S. Justice Department has to decide. They have to say, are we going to take this case or not? Now, I don't care if they choose not to take the case. I hope they don't take the case because, frankly, we probably can do just as good a job as they can putting the case together. We're used to handling cases against the biggest corporations in America. I'm not worried about handling a case against a voting machine company.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be across the table from Wally Odell with Debo.
I
want to be asking our Blackwell. I want to be asking him tough questions that nobody else has asked him because we're going to ruin their day.
All right. That brings us then to the to news coverage. At some point, media are going to have to cover this. What are you looking to get as coverage?
You know what? I don't really care. I really don't care, Mike. I mean, if they can cover it if they want to. If they don't, it doesn't make any difference. They're going to eventually cover it because somebody's going to have to answer some tough questions. Let me tell you something. We have assembled the very best lawyers we could put together. We've assembled lawyers the same caliber of the lawyers that handle tobacco, that handle every major pharmaceutical case in the country, that handle the biggest cases out there. These are real lawyers. I mean, they're ex-prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to go after these folks. And that's what we're going to do. And, you know, if the media doesn't want to cover it, I don't care. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to close down some of these companies. And that's what it's going to take to change things.
Well, you know, listening to you, all of a sudden, I feel something. Oh, my God. It feels like maybe, just maybe, there's a way to end this assault on the franchise of just voting, for Christ's sake, that you can go into a voting booth, choose your candidate, and have the vote counted. Because I have to tell you, Mike, and I get emails from people that say, man, you're down. I've had a really bad attitude about a lot of this stuff lately because the essential element needed to get these pigs out of office has been taken from us with these...
Mike, you know why you're down? Because you have been fighting this fight longer than anybody I know in progressive radio. That's why. I'm new to this thing. You know, like, I've got all the energy you need. You've been doing this forever. I mean, when there was nobody else... When nobody else was on the front line talking about these issues, Mike Malloy was there. That's
ouch.
You were. That's a compliment, man. You were there dealing with it.
Yeah.
And it wears you down, man. I've only been doing it, you know, 2.5 years, and I've already turned into a, you know, bizarre cynic. But the truth is, there is hope. Look, when we started the tobacco case, everybody in the country said, are you guys crazy?
Right. You
We were $11 million into the case, and everybody was saying, you guys are crazy. Then we were $15 million into it, and everybody was saying, you guys are nuts. But at the end of the day, we knew there was something there. We knew we could follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And we simply did it the way any good prosecuting lawyer would do it. And at someday these hacks are going to be across a table from me. And they're going to be asking. They're going to be answering questions that they thought they'd never have to answer. And whether the media covers it, I don't really care.
I'd love to see eventually a transcript of those questions and answers.
Oh, we'll get them to you,
Michael. It'll be something. You know what you and your group is doing now. It kind of reminds me of the Innocence Project.
Yeah.
And if you, common folk.
You know, you are always saying this, and I'm always saying it, but at some point, we have to quit kidding ourselves. We have complex litigation that you can name for 23 years. And I'm telling you, Mike, it is not incomplete. It is not unverified. Conspiracy stuff. And if you can pick up a Larry Beinhart book and read it, and the first time I read one, I said, my God, this is a good story, but it can't be true.
Right.
That caliber of fraud is happening every hard for us to swallow. And the truth is, we can't count on the DNC to do anything. They're like a toothless giant.
I hear. Hey, can you stick around just one more
sure,
quick break?
Sure.
And 5 minutes to wrap it up, all right?
Great.
Our guest is Mike Papantonio. You can hear him every week, Jr., on Ring of Fire on this radio network. So if you haven't been listening to Ring of Fire, for God's sake, tune in, especially now. Mike and Kennedy and, as you've heard Mike say, a group of really powerful lawyers who have decided to do something about the theft of democracy in this country. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
A few votes win. Congratulations, George. Well, it's all bought and paid for. The history books will have to write you in. Maybe you can pass the law so the rest of us can all see how the man with...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them, with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, right down to the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Yeah, we're here. Sorry, the machine broke. 10 before the hour, we're talking with Mike Papantonio from Ring of Fire, and also one of the attorneys, if not the lead attorney, who's going to be filing or has filed this lawsuit against a couple of these voting machine manufacturers. Let me ask you something, Mike. Two questions. Will what you are doing have an effect on the midterm elections, A? B, you got any comments about what just happened in Mexico?
Well, I mean, the first part, let me answer the first part. Timing-wise, I don't know that it will. I mean, because at this point, the U.S. attorney can hold on to a case. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that they can ask for extensions. There's a lot of things they can do. I mean, hopefully we'll get to the point to where it can come out from under seal before the November election and people can understand just what the risk is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they hear bits and pieces. They hear facts.
But would that have the net effect of bringing out more people to the polls?
It should. I mean, if a progressive or an independent or a moderate Republican can't respond to what's happening. I mean, they hear these stories, Mike. They hear, for example, they know the Ohio story. They know the 80,000 votes that were registered for John Kerry in Ohio specifically ended up in George Bush's tally. They know that story. They know the story about the district in Ohio where there were only 800 registered voters, but George Bush ended up with 4,200 votes. They know that story. They know bits and pieces of the story. But it takes a while for all of that to sink in. Mm-hmm. It takes the California story, the New Mexico story. It takes all the collective stories to come and merge, and all of a sudden they get it. You know, there's a great statement. Morris Deeds made this statement during the civil rights fight. He said, you know, there was no event about the civil rights fight that was the pivotal event. It was a collection of independent events, one taken in one place of the country, another in the other, and then all of a sudden those events converged. They coalesced, and all of a sudden there was a quantum leap. Mm-hmm. In the culture where people understood what was happening. That's how this is going to happen. There's not going to be any one event. There's not going to be one thing that happens. It's going to be the tapping away little by little, just like the civil rights movement that Morris Deeds describes, where there is this quantum leap of understanding. And the media, you know, in spite of themselves, they're going to have to cooperate because they have to tell these bits and pieces of the story. As your program's airing right now, you have people blogging to you saying they want to help, they want to do this, they want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this is going to take place. Unfortunately, right now, there's not a lot the average person out there can do. We kind of have to do it ourselves, and that's okay. I mean, I don't mind doing it. It's fun. I mean, it really is. Anytime you feel like you've got these guys cornered, you have these political hacks on the run. You know, think of Tom DeLay. Think of how long it took to get Tom DeLay where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bob Nye, or the next is going to be Frist. You know, how long did it take? It took a long time, and there were a lot of events that had to take place. So I don't think anything happens quickly in this, but it will happen.
You know, I was brought up, I don't subscribe to the ideas anymore, but I was brought up Baptist and Methodist, and there was always a chance for redemption. That's what my grandmother used to teach me. There's always a chance for redemption. And I just wonder if the New York Times, the Washington Post, Miami Herald, whatever the newspaper is, if these newspapers will seek redemption when it becomes clear what you folks are doing with these whistleblower lawsuits, and if they will finally redeem themselves, the newspapers. I don't expect squat out of television. I don't think television is a good medium for news to begin with. But if the newspapers and some of the news magazines will make an attempt at redemption by giving you guys the kind of coverage that is could have a profound effect on having people understand, if they don't now, and I don't think they do, just how badly tampered with our democracy, the position we've gotten into. That's a garbled sentence, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I used to be optimistic that it would happen, that it would be a big New York Times story or Washington Post story that would move this ball. It's kind of like Watergate. I don't see it, though. I think it's going to have to be coalescing of all of these independent events that take place, just like civil rights movement. And I that's the best way I can describe it.
Well, I just want to ask you one more time, just to make sure, in case somebody out there didn't hear this clearly, and I'm sure there are reasons, but Al Gore and Joe Lieberman and John Kerry and John Edwards are not participating in this at all, and there's no way to convince those folks that they were the primary wronged parties, I guess, unless you take the bigger picture and say that America was the wronged party, the injured party. But no help from either of those two teams.
No, I don't think, and I don't really expect it, because I mean they're politicos. Politicos, you know, there's a big disadvantage about being a politico. You have to always do what's politically correct. We really don't. There's nothing politically correct about what we're going to do here.
Well, I just got to say, thank God for warriors out there like you, like Bobby, like whoever else is involved with you in this effort. I can appreciate the politicos. I can appreciate the fact that they have whatever their motives are, whatever their reasons for staying out. Okay, I can't second guess it, but thank God there are people like you and Bobby will put on the armor and raise the sword and say, okay, you sons of bitches, let's go.
Well, we're going to take our best shot, Mike. And I want to tell you sincerely, it's people like you that motivated me to get into this type of thing to begin with. And it as I say, it's small events. And you're one of those events from the very earliest time I ever heard you on the radio.
So. Well, thanks, Mike. That's real nice. Listen, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us about all this again tonight. I have to say, you've given us all a shot in the arm. And let's stay in touch, all right? I said
tell
the same
Kathy
thing to Kennedy.
Hello and give Molly a kiss.
I'll do it. Stay in touch. Bye-bye. Take care, Mike. Take care. You can hear Papantonio and Kennedy every weekend on this network, Ring of Fire. If you haven't heard that program, oh my. Stick around. We'll be back after the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Lawmakers in Massachusetts, the first state to legalize gay marriage, have postponed a debate on a constitutional ban until after the November election. The Massachusetts legislature opened their constitutional convention to review a stack of proposed amendments, but lawmakers recessed till November without voting on the one that would define marriage as a union between one man and one woman. Meanwhile, outside, there were protests and counter-protests over the efforts to ban gay marriage in Massachusetts. Dozens of demonstrators on both sides of the debate rallied outside the Massachusetts State House. One demonstrator says same-sex marriage is being imposed what he calls a small minority, the courts and the legislature, and he says voters should decide. Gay marriage opponents hope to put a measure to block future same-sex marriage to the voters in 2008. White House political advisor Karl Rove was one of Robert Novak's sources for the disclosure of a CIA operative's identity. Novak has written that Rove confirmed information from another source whose identity Novak is still keeping secret. But he said special prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald knows the source's identity, and Novak said he does not think that person will be charged. He also wrote prosecutors have told him that his role in the investigation is over. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says more American troops may be needed there. General George Casey spoke to reporters as he welcomed Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on an unannounced trip to Iraq. Casey said he's consulting with the Iraqi government on how to counteract the rash of violence in the capital, both by al-Qaeda terrorists and Shiite death squads. Rumsfeld said Iraq's new government has not decided yet on a security approach necessary before U.S. troop reductions. During a town hall-style meeting with several hundred American troops, Rumsfeld said years from now they'll look back and feel proud they were part of a democracy-building effort in Iraq. George Bush says Germany's chancellor has offered a generous hospitality, so he's making a stop on the Baltic coast before both leaders go to the economic summit in Russia. This year's Group of Eight meeting expected to touch on energy and terror and the challenges in North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. Russian leader Vladimir Putin had a caustic response to Dick Cheney's recent suggestions about democratic backsliding in Russia. He called Cheney's comments, quote, an unsuccessful hunting shot. That comparison, of course, underscoring recent tensions between the U.S. and Russia, and refers to the shotgun blast by Cheney during a hunting trip. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. I think we have a couple of phone calls here regarding Mike Papantonio's appearance on the program. Mark is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Colin. You there?
Yes, sir. Hello. He's gone. you all know what kind of a phone call that was going to be, too, don't you? you know what that was going to be. He just lost his nerve at the end at somebody that wanted to... what do you want to do, Kathy?
If you call a radio talk show host and hang up on yourself, you might be a redneck.
But he wanted... What did he want to say?
He wanted to say, "Sore loser, get over it, get over it."
And he hung up.
Yep, you won.
And he hung up on himself. Well, that figures.
Hold my beer and watch me do this.
A couple of emails from last night. If you were listening last night, I had somebody call in who said he was a soldier, said he had served 2 tours in Vietnam. In Iraq. I have no idea if it was true or not, but he also, he and I got into it. He was a real smart ass, and I forced him to answer a question. The question was, is it okay for the United States military to knowingly enter into a war based on lies, the United States government, to force this country and its military into a war based on lies? And then what is the proper stance that soldiers should take on that? And things got a little bit out of hand, and I finally got enough of his smart-ass tone and his ignorance and his thick-headedness and hung up on him. I got a couple of emails about that, several that took me to task for hanging up on a soldier. As far as I'm concerned, I don't give a tinker's damn if somebody's a minister, a soldier, a scientist, an activist. I don't care who it is. If they are a jackass and speak with a forked tongue or are incredibly ignorant or try to justify murder, I don't give a damn what they do. Because somebody wears a uniform, they automatically get respect from me? No way in hell. Somebody wears a collar of a cleric, or somebody wears the robes or headdress of a mullah or a rabbi or whatever, they get automatic respect from me? Hell no. Absolutely not. I'm not impressed with uniforms. I'm not impressed with badges, buttons, bullets, Bibles, bitches. I don't care what it is. I'm not impressed. Not the least bit impressed. Philip Restino, who's a co-chair and a founding member of Central Florida Veterans for Peace, sent an email. Hey, Mike, way to tell it to that last caller, the Republican soldier who served in Iraq. I wish that all radio hosts would answer that crap like you just did. These idiots, referring to the soldiers, support for Bush, are keeping Bush in power and thus getting their own buddies killed. It's people like you and us who want Bush gone so that that Republican soldier and his buddies can get the hell out of Iraq and stop the killing. Thanks, Philip. This is from Dennis, another veteran. He writes in the subject line, some of those soldiers are goddamn murderers, and thank you from the bottom of this veteran's heart for standing up to them. And you're right about the oath. When they deviate from that, then they cease being anything that I care to be affiliated with in any way, shape, or form. Keep up the fight, Mike. Don't quit. The price is way too high for all of us to pay if any of us quits. That's from Dennis and his last name. And I've got lots of emails from Dennis. I know who he is. He's a veteran. Here's another one. Here's a Marine veteran. Hi, Mike. Thanks for telling that so-called right-wing soldier off. I come from a hardcore Marine Corps family who believe in honor, and none of them believe that war based on lies is honorable. Semper Fi, Rich. Thanks, Rich. And this is from Don. He writes in the subject line, nice handling of the soldier who called in last night, and they write, hey, Mike, all the time I hear soldiers calling to talk shows, and the host goes, oh, a soldier, and grants them space to air their views because they're too timid to say otherwise. But hearing you talk to that soldier last night was very heartwarming. You put him in his place and didn't play the gushing game. All right. I guess that's it. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I got an equal number of letters that called me a son of a bitch, and why don't I go live in Russia, or some half-witted statement like that. Jesus. people in their 30s, you know, Russia hasn't been a threat. Oh, never mind. Why try to explain it? What, the moron's back? Okay, let's see. Mark? Is this Mark the moron from Phoenix?
The ditto's Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Mark, would you hang up on yourself?
Hey, I don't know how to use a phone. Hey, listen.
God, I hope you don't. I hope you don't own a gun. You're going to kill yourself.
Fight him over here.
Now you're talking about yourself again.
Listen, the way you treated that soldier last night was a disgrace.
To whom?
To the audience. He goes over there and defends our country.
Oh, no, he's not defending our country. He's going over there to commit murder for George Bush. Are you sick? Are you crazy? How is he defending our country? Now, Mark, please, I don't want to hang up on you. I don't want to go off on you and call you a dumb bastard. I just want you to answer a couple of questions. How?
Okay.
Now, okay, let's try this. I'll try it with you. As soon as you get out of line, I'm going to bitch slap you and hang up on you. Now, I'm going to try with everything in me to do this right. What are we defending in Iraq? How did Iraq attack us?
Democracy.
No. Answer the question. You're getting close to the edge. I'm going to reach through the throne and pinch your pencil geek neck throat. Answer me. What did Iraq do to us?
They had weapons.
Where? Where? Who? What are you talking about? What weapons?
Rick Santorum announced they have.
Oh, Rick Santorum is a dead baby eating freak. Now get real, Mark, or I'm going to hang up and move on to somebody who has an IQ higher than room temperature. What did Iraq do to us? Answer the question. What did Iraq do to us?
They wouldn't let us inspect their bombs.
Yes, they did. George Bush pulled them out because he was going to bomb them. You've been listening to Fox News, right?
Why don't you ask Sean Hannity? He'll tell you.
Oh, Sean Hannity is a psychopath. Sean Hannity molests little boys. Now, let's stay on the topic.
Okay,
do you molest little boys?
No.
You don't? Are you sure?
Yeah, that's not nice.
Do you own a gun?
Of course. I'm a Republican.
I think you're a psychopath. All right, listen, Mark, I'm getting bored. Goodbye. Thanks for checking in. Hang up on him. Get him out of here. Jesus. Put some wheels under that guy and roll him over the cliff. What is it? Ah! I'm defending freedom! Oh, Jesus. I just don't understand those people. I don't understand those people. He's going to wind up in the newspaper out in Phoenix. It's going to be one of those little items that says, homeowner shoots self in head while cleaning what he thought was a carburetor, turned out to be his Glock 9. Gene is calling from New York. Gene, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? Boy, that was a fun call.
Oh my God, this is the editor and publisher of American Politics Journal. Hi, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
I better put on my better manners now that I have a real person on the phone here.
What are you talking about? I don't want your better manners.
No, I'm just kidding. Thanks for checking in. What's up?
Oh, first I've got to congratulate you on that first long segment with Mike Papantonio. I'm really glad that more and more people are talking about the threat to democracy that is posed by these black evil boxes.
You know, every time I talk with Papantonio, whether it's on the program or not, I come away from the conversation feeling somehow more positive than when than before the conversation. That guy has that effect on me.
Well, I think he also has that effect on the listening audience, because every time I hear him, whether it's on the weekend or whether he's guesting on one of the other shows in Air America, he's an inspiration.
And he is.
He leaves you feeling empowered and knowing that you can do something. And it's always great to hear that Papantonio is going after the bad guys like a pit bull and suing them.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
He is unrelenting. And speaking of suing the bad guys, we broke a somewhat interesting story late this afternoon.
Can I get you to hold it right there? I've got
sure.
to take a break here, and I don't want you to get into it, and then we have to break. So just stay right there. We'll do this break and come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Our plan is working.
We're going to make elections. That's what I do. My advice to girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist. Rocket scientists, try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
End your day streaming
with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, we're talking with Gene from New York City, who's the editor and publisher of American Politics Journal, and you were about to tell us about the story that you broke today, Gene?
Indeed, and it is tangentially related to what you and Pap are talking about. One of the highest profile neoconservative media operatives is now on trial, a civil trial, for allegedly beating his girlfriend. And it happens to be a certain neoconservative operative who wrote a book that falsely claimed that the nefarious Democrats steal elections. Now, who could that be?
I'm thinking. I've got my thinking cap on, but it's not working. Who is it?
It is a gentleman by the name of John Fund.
Oh, him again! The Wall Street Journal dude who had sex with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's daughter!
Indeed. And his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend's daughter is, in fact, the one suing him, Morgan Gell, who,
right,
according to my moles, was down at the courthouse yesterday on Center Street, 8 months pregnant, and looking cool as a cucumber, chatting with her attorney, walking into the room at which the selection of jurors began to take place, and it's my understanding, we updated the story on the site, jury selection is complete, and the festivities are likely to begin on Friday at this
point. Now, what is the lawsuit about?
She is suing him for allegedly having beaten her back in early 2002,
right,
following
so
their breakup.
This is a civil case, though.
It is a civil case, but it's still pretty...
Well, that's good, because then he can be forced to testify.
Indeed, and there's nothing like a little testimony to clear the air about a number of issues. Fund has been considered by many people that I've spoken with who have either dealt with him or been on the receiving end of rumors and or innuendo pointed at them as one of the dirtier rumor mongers in the neoconservative movement. He's been, nobody's been able to nail him for it, but there's a pretty strong consensus among a number of people I've talked to in the press that Fund helped Matt Drudge engineer a rumor that Sidney Blumenthal beat his wife, which and of course the irony is that our friend Mr. Fund is now on trial for allegedly slapping around his girlfriend and bruising her shortly after their rather tempestuous breakup.
And then of course the Blumenthals sued, and if I understand it right, the case was thrown out of court on a technicality, but they sued Drudge, both of the Blumenthals. After Drudge put this out, I hadn't heard that Fund was one of the, it's not surprising. I think Fund is one of those real wormy, sneaky kind of people. Very much welcome at the editorial page, or editorial department of the Wall Street Journal. The news department, I have a lot of respect for it, but the editorial page, which is totally separate, it seems to be run by madmen.
Oh, it's insane. They're definitely on, well, 20 years ago, they were strongly on message with supply side, low taxes, the, if you will, the dollars and cents financial issues that the top 20 companies in the country were trying to shove down our throats.
Right.
But since around the mid 90s, if you read through the op-ed page, they start tackling foreign policy more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And that foreign policy is, of course, Bush doctrine-style cowboy foreign policy, where nothing else that any other country does matters. The United States should act unilaterally in its own interest, read, in the interest of all of Mr. Bush's buddies
in
Houston.
But in addition to that, Gene, they also sound like the person doing the ghostwriting for him is Ann Coulter. I mean, they are just vicious, vicious editorial writers on that page. I mean, it's one thing to have a point of view. Good God, that's what the editorial page is for. But it's something else again to just have unbridled viciousness against the Democratic political candidates, against the Democratic Party, against liberals, against this, against that. I'm not surprised about Fund. I thought we'd heard the last of him regarding the scandal with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's daughter. I don't know why television, Fox and MSNBC and even CNN, they keep trotting this old bastard out and putting him on as an expert. What's up with that?
Well, I think that he is so well entrenched with the bigger think tanks in Washington, not to mention the Manhattan Institute here in New York and the Fabiani Society and other organizations that closely link the neoconservative agenda, what used to be the libertarian agenda but now is no longer libertarian, with the media. He is one of the big players. A couple of months back, if you recall, he was doing one of the many, they all blur into one at this point, one of the many talk shows on cable news television, and he blurted out that he is briefed by the White House. So, you know, I have to wonder if he was doing that because he realized the jig is up and he's going to, you know, he's going to have to face trial and face the music, and he's trying to bolster his credibility, or whether he actually really blundered and gave away the fact that he is nothing but an operative who's getting his marching orders from Karl Rove.
Hey, very quickly, we got 15 seconds here. Gene, give the web address for American Politics Journal for the 8 or 9 people who don't know what it is. Say it real quick.
Well, it's real easy. Just remember the initials of our periodical. It is www.apj.us.
.us.
Easy to remember, yes.
All right. Hey, Gene, here comes the train. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. Take care. We'll talk again.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. Well, that's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the Internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. I just want to share this with you real quick. This is from one of our regular correspondents, Bill. And he refers to his daughter in this email. I'm going to use the initial C. He writes, Mike, we've got very lucky kids. Since I've been off for the summer, C has invited about 57 of her closest friends over for sleepovers. So for about a month, I've been short order cooking, setting up toothbrushing assignments, making lunches, and then dinners for the kids, then the wife, then the dog, etc. Cute for a while, starting to feel like work now. C invited one of her friends over, and she stayed for 2 days. Imagine a beautiful little girl, smart as a whip, but utterly shut down emotionally. A hole blown in her 10 miles wide. The mom, whom I've met, is nice enough, but apparently went through a divorce and there were wild fights leading up to it. The dad lives with the new girlfriend and rarely shows up for visitation. The child handled it by shutting off. I first met the child while visiting my daughter's classroom this year. I talked to the teacher, a terrific woman, about her. The kid never says anything. Counseling, therapy, still almost no words. You look at her and your heart bleeds. C is savvy enough to suggest games that require her friend to communicate. Today they went bike riding around with walkie-talkies. But can you imagine children who lived through wars? Tens of thousands of them. And no help whatsoever. After you're through throwing up, it makes you want to start adopting. Our kids are lucky, Mike. Bill. Yeah, I saw another picture today from Yahoo.com, or at Yahoo, somebody sent me the link, a father carrying his dead Palestinian daughter in his arms. The child looked to be about 5 or 6. This is from Andy in Cincinnati. I'll get to that in a second. Wait a minute. All right, we've got some folks here who are on topic. Let's do it. This Steve is calling. Let's take some calls. Steve is calling from Buffalo, New York. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Great great topic you had, and I'm very glad that you were able to take issue last night with that individual. I think you're doing a very important service. It's what I and Dr. Andrew Bacevich calls the new American militarism that you're seeing, and it's an absolute betrayal of what our founding fathers intended of citizen soldiers, of a military reflective of the society it serves.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think we're seeing is I served in active duty for 4 years as an officer, and I've been in the reserves now for 4 years, is almost with this conflict a deification of people that just join the military, whether it was for college money or because it was way out of a bad town or even for patriotic reasons. And there's just so much deference. And you see this in the halls of Congress when that whole sickening display happened, I guess, back in November with the false Jack Murtha, pull the troops out resolution.
Right.
Where basically, Congress people are quoting emails from the parents of privates and the Marines as if somehow their opinion, their idea, trumps everyone else's. And I just think as we get further and further away from, a citizen military, a drafted military, I think you're going to see a lot more of this. And we just got to take a stand against this. And I'm really glad to see that you're doing that.
Well, I appreciate it. You are, you say you're active duty Marine Corps now or reserve Marine?
No, I was full-time Army,
Army.
For 4 years. And I've been in the reserves for 4 years. And there's a few of us out here that are doing this. I would even say, just to put a plug in, a guy named Kevin O'Meara, who has a blog called The Command Talk, T-O-C, Command Talk. And he does his absolute best out there to out some of these folks.
Mm-hmm.
Recently he posted this week about an active duty Marine Lieutenant Colonel in Afghanistan posting on a blog how he loathes Congress. And you just see so much of this on these new mill blogs. It's a very frightening new development where active duty officers are basically fomenting disrespect against, our political system,
mm-hmm.
against those that differ with them, against anyone that isn't serving, and dares question the direction our military is taking.
That's real dangerous. I agree with the necessity of the citizen soldier, and it's got to be in the first place. I wish we lived in a time, in a place, in a society, on a planet where war was not still an option. But obviously, we don't live there. We live here. And as long as the need arises for defense, or in some cases offense, I guess, it's got to be shared across the board with the population involved. And what is happening in this country with the so-called volunteer army, as you pointed out just at the beginning of your call, for whatever reason that people join the military, I truly think that there should be one reason that people join the military, and that is in the case it is needed, they defend the country. I don't think the military should be where you go to get credits for college. I don't think it's where you should go to learn a trade. I don't think it should be sold to the American public like that. I think the military, first of all, there should be universal service. There should be X amount of time that every single citizen has to spend in the military. If this is where we live, I mean, what the hell? How can it be otherwise?
No, I completely agree with you, and this is something that I hold very near and dear to my heart. I didn't always think that way. My dad was drafted out of a grad program at the New School in 1969 when the grad deferments ended.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it was a pretty lousy deal. But, you know, looking back, seeing him and his friends who were also pulled out of grad programs in New York City, looking back, you know, 30, 35 years past, and, you know, seeing the common experience they had with high school dropouts and people from a lot of different walks of life, I worry because, I mean, I just graduated from law school last year, and I was one of four veterans in my class of 240. And this is going to be New York State's next generation of state assemblymen, judges, possibly some congresspeople.
Right.
What the hell is going to happen when Kerry and Murtha and guys like that retire? You know, what's going to happen when no one on our side has ever worn the uniform?
Mm-hmm.
These guys, this ascendancy of this militarism is only going to increase. And there's a new book out you may have heard about by Frank Schaefer and Kathy Roth Duquet called AWOL, How the Upper Classes Are Absent from Military Service and What We Can Do About It. And I think this is really something I think the progressive side really is going to have to look at because, you know, it scares me. You know, there's a handful of us out there, you know, kind of like Atlas holding up the world to try to keep some balance of opinion. But, you know, we're very few and far between.
Let me ask you a question. Taking this a little bit bigger picture, I guess, do you think that one reason there are soldiers or Marines, like the caller I had last night, do you think one of the reasons they become so adamant about this war is because they've seen so much horror that they feel compelled to justify it somehow so they can convince themselves that the lies are true because they'd go nuts thinking they fought and their buddies died for a bunch of lies? How does that factor in?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike. I've been very blessed, largely out of the factor that I, you know, have been in the inactive reserve while in grad school. But as I call it, it's called Rumsfeld roulette. Who knows when,
sure,
you know, when the call comes. But I think what you're seeing is a trend that happens a lot of times with stress and PTSD. It happens in big city police departments.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in all kinds of industries where there is that type of stress, that coping mechanism where you have to justify. Think about the plight of some of these guys. I mean, 365 days, every single one of those days, going out on convoy duty, possibly being hit by an IED, you know, being shot at almost on a daily basis, you've got to try to justify that in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, otherwise, how do you do it? I mean, you know, the military is stretched so thin right now. One of my buddies from college, he was a lieutenant with the 82nd Airborne. They went on a patrol the day they left Afghanistan. I mean, just because what you're seeing in the press, the shortages in the military right now are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
In the officer corps, let's talk the Army Reserve. 191,000 people in the entire reserve from Maine to Alaska. Right now we are short 10,554 captains and lieutenants, junior officers. To put that in perspective, that is 3 years' entire output of Army ROTC at all the campuses in America.
God.
And that's just the reserves. Active Army is going to be short 3,500 officers next year. You know, we're not talking privates. We're not talking kids that, you know, are getting scooped up off the street in a strip mall. I mean, we are talking college graduates.
So absent that junior officer, a core, then is it right to assume that there is several things that will happen, a breakdown in discipline, a breakdown in chain of command, a disrespect for the true motives of the military? What happens?
Well, I'll touch on a couple of points. I don't mean to take up so much time. I think what you're beginning to see right now, some of the second and third order effects of this, are the promotion rates in the officer corps. LA Times did a great piece on this a couple of months ago. There is no weeding out, separating wheat from the chaff. Basically, if you graduate from ROTC or West Point or OCS, you have a 99% likelihood of getting promoted to captain. Last year, a 97% promotion rate to major and 88% to lieutenant colonel. Now, with the military being downsized and stretched so thin, there's really not a lot of places in a war to hide bad majors and lieutenant colonels.
Right, right.
And the fact is that these guys are going to be, far afield doing this. I think that's one of the things you're going to see. I think the other thing you're seeing right now, and I don't mean to get too esoteric on you, is a retrenchment almost of the representation of certain areas and worldview in the officer corps. It's becoming even more self-selecting than it has been. Just a quick, bit for you. 1969, okay, the city of New York's ROTC programs produced 8% of all Army second lieutenants. Just those schools, and not the guys from New York that went to OCS.
Mm-hmm.
In 2002, 0.10% of the Army's second lieutenants came from the New York City ROTC programs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're seeing. Blue state, big city people like myself aren't around. And
you wind up with a certain mindset. You're absolutely right. I think what we've seen happening at the Air Force Academy in Colorado over the past 4 or 5 years, the investigations about a certain brand of religious fundamentalism that's being jammed into the curriculum, along with attitudes towards cadets who, female cadets, I think this is a dangerous thing. Hey, listen, we're about out of time.
Oh, no, but the quick thing about the Air Force. My brother is currently on active duty as an officer there, and there was a colonel that he worked for who refused the directive of no more prayers before business meetings. He actually said, let them tell me to my face that I can't say a prayer before I conduct the government's business.
You're right.
This really happened last year.
Oh, God. Steve, if you do run for office one day in New York or wherever, you got my support. Thanks a lot for checking in with all this, okay?
Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, right down to the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Thank you.
it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
Jesus. What's the Enron... The Enron death count at this point, 4 or 5, add another one, a British banker who was questioned by U.S. authorities in connection with the Enron scandal has been found dead, according to British media today. Man's body was found yesterday in a park in East London, but police declined to identify him at the time. However, the Royal Bank of Scotland sent condolences to the family of Neil Kulbeck, one of the bank's senior employees, who had been questioned by the FBI in the case of three British bankers facing Enron-related fraud charges. The BBC and other media outlets also identified the man as Mr. Kulbeck, who was age 53. Police would not immediately say how he died, but homicide officers were investigating, which apparently is standard procedure on all suspicious deaths. The FBI said it would not comment on any aspect of the case. You can find, this is a report in the Houston Chronicle today. Houston Chronicle. So add another one. Andy from Cincinnati sent me an email earlier today. I thought about calling your show tonight, referring to last night, I guess. No. Yeah, tonight. I thought about calling your show tonight, but I do not think I can use such words on the air. Did you see this article today on CNN Business about Ken Lay being compared to Martin Luther King and Jesus? Please speak about it briefly tonight if you can. It's just unbelievable. I recently watched the movie Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room, and after that, reading an article like this on CNN, oh, my God, don't get me wrong, I thought Lay was a crook long before seeing the movie. But especially after that, I don't think it would be in Jesus' name to rip off your own employees completely of retirement savings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Can you believe these people? Yeah, well, thanks, Mike. The story out of Houston today, relatives of Ken Lay, along with Houston's political and business leaders, including former President George Herbert Walker Bush, went to the memorial service today. Friends and family lauded him as a devout Christian and family leader. Lay's stepson told the nearly full United Methodist Church that Lay was wrongly convicted, and he was angry about the portrayals of his stepfather in the media. The stepson said, quote, "He did have a strong faith in God, and I know he's in heaven, and I'm glad he's not in a position anymore to be whipped by his enemy," end quote. Wow. Former President Bush and his wife, Barbara. Every time I think of her now, I get the willies. I swear to God, she just gives me shivers. Former president and his wife, Barbara, entered and exited the church by a rear exit and did not speak to the media. I would imagine when Barbara Bush walks into a church, all the iconography in there, all the crucifixes, everything kind of shakes, and maybe some of the stained glass windows crack, you know, just be... You think? Among the other luminaries at the service were former Secretary of State James Baker, former Secretary of Commerce Robert Mosbacher, several corporate heads such as Reliant Energies, Joel Staff, and baseball team owner Drayton McLean. I like this part. Not for what happened to this guy, but just I don't know, there's something, you know, because Barbara Bush walked in probably just at this moment. The ceremony started slightly late after former Houston Mayor Bob Lanier collapsed in the aisle as he entered the church. He was taken by ambulance to the hospital. An announcement made later in the ceremony said he was in stable condition. At that point, Barbara Bush sort of smiled and put her eyeballs back in her head. Huh?
I just wondered if he maybe was caught by the spirit of Jesus and was speaking in tongues.
Probably caught by the spirit of Barbara Bush, who was in there. Anytime Barbara Bush walks into a church, like I said, I'm sure the foundations rattle a little bit. The Reverend Dr. Bill Lawson compared Lay with civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. and Jesus Christ. And the Reverend said his name would be eventually cleared. The Reverend said, quote, "He was taken out of the world right at the right time. History has a way of vindicating people who have been wronged." End quote. What does that mean? He was taken out of the world right at the right time, right before he was to go to prison? Is that these people are sick? And sometimes folks wonder why I'm an atheist. Oh, my God!
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Israeli air forces attacked the Palestinian Foreign Ministry in Gaza City early Thursday, destroying the office of the foreign minister. There are no reports of injuries. At least 24 Palestinians were killed in Gaza Wednesday during Israeli attacks that were in response to the killings of some Israeli soldiers and the kidnappings of others. 60 potentially dangerous areas have been identified in a Boston, Massachusetts tunnel where a woman died Monday in a ceiling collapse. Meanwhile, Massachusetts Attorney General Tom Riley has issued subpoenas to tunnel contractor Bechtel Corporation to determine if there is any criminal liability. The European Union has fined Microsoft $357 million for going against a 2004 antitrust ruling. The EU also warned Microsoft to comply or face larger fines. The European Commission requires Microsoft to provide information to its competitors to make their applications run smoothly while using Microsoft's Windows operating system. A new study says factors associated with living alone make single people twice as likely to suffer serious heart disease than those who have a partner. The study reports men over 50 living alone accounted for two-thirds of the male patients who died within a month after being diagnosed with angina or heart attack. Women over 50 living alone made up a third of those deaths. Officials now say 37,000 acres have been burned by a wildfire about 100 miles east of Los Angeles. The blaze, which is only 16% contained, has now burned into the San Bernardino National Forest. Hundreds of people and farm animals have been evacuated from the largely rural region. As many as 2,500 firefighters are battling the flames on the ground and from the air. California Department of Forestry spokesman Don Roberts says there have been no serious injuries.
I can tell you that 30 structures have been burned. The type of those altogether is unknown.
Earlier, the fire threatened the community of Pioneer Town. That's the set for dozens of Western movies. Robert says the movie set was spared. The state of Connecticut has designated the waters of the Long Island Sound from the Rhode Island border to Guilford and the entire Connecticut River as no-discharge areas. Boaters are now required to use pump-out stations or boats to dispose of their sewage in the designated zone. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
About 7 past the hour. There's a website, Rapture Ready. I'm not sure of the web address, but it's Rapture Ready. It's a website. comprised, I guess. I went there earlier tonight, looked at one of the threads. It was listed at Democratic Underground. And it's a real stomach turner. It's one thing to be mentally deranged that one can believe some of the more extreme nonsense of certain religions. That's almost explainable in the realm of mental illness. But it's something else again to celebrate what is occurring in the Middle East today and tonight. The kidnapping is the way it's being put. The kidnapping of two, or the hostage taking of two Israeli soldiers near the Lebanon-Israel border, and subsequent invasion, that's the way it's being put, of South Lebanon by the Israeli army. Things are getting very, very volatile in the Middle East, are they not? I think it's fairly apparent that Hezbollah, Hamas, and the government of Israel are once again locked in this death dance that just seems unending, trying not to state a position on this in the context of what I'm talking about now. I have no problem taking a position on actions by people who are being occupied by an army. I have no problem taking positions on the blowing up of innocent civilians. But that's not why this story got to me today. I'm so old that I, every time I hear of more death and destruction in the occupied territories or in Israel, I don't know what to do. It's just gotten me to the point where I can't stand it anymore. I literally just can't handle it. So without getting into the political correctness or incorrectness, I want to focus on these psychopaths in Islam, Christianity, and even Judaism. In the L.A. Times, I guess this is when we were gone, the week we were off, there's an article that is entitled, "The End Times Religious Groups Want the Apocalypse Soon." Sooner rather than later. And it's just crazy stuff. The writer talks about how for thousands of years prophets have predicted the end of the world, and today various religious groups are trying to hasten it. And what the end game is here is to speed the promised arrival of a Messiah. This is insanity to me. This is the worst kind of insanity. Now, for some Christians, this means laying the groundwork for Armageddon. They're going to do the work. Megachurch pastors, according to this article, recently met in Inglewood, California, to polish strategies for using global communications and aircraft to transport missionaries to fulfill the Great Commission, which is to make every person on earth aware of Jesus' message. In doing so, these fundamentalists believe they will bring about the end, perhaps within two decades. They're not interested in bringing some sort of good news to these people. What they're interested in doing, these psychopaths, is hastening the end of the world. This is what they want. Now, in Iran, the president there, Ahmadinejad, has a different vision. As a mayor of Tehran in 2004, he spent millions of dollars on improvements to make the city more welcoming for the return of a Muslim Messiah known as the Mahdi. To the majority of Shiites, the Mahdi was the last of the Prophet Muhammad's true heirs, his 12 righteous descendants chosen by God to lead the faithful. And Ahmadinejad hopes to welcome the Mahdi to Tehran within 2 years. Now, there are Jewish groups in Jerusalem that hope to clear the path for their own Messiah by rebuilding a temple on a site now occupied by one of Islam's holiest shrines. Artisans there have recreated priestly robes of white linen, gem-studded breastplates, silver trumpets, and solid gold menorahs to be used in the Holy Temple, along with 2 6.5-ton marble cornerstones for the building's foundation. And then, the article says, there is this guy named Clyde Lott. I don't know if he's related to Trent Lott, but he's a Mississippi revivalist preacher and cattle rancher. And he's trying to raise a unique herd of red heifers to satisfy an obscure injunction in the book of Numbers. And that is the sacrifice of a blemish-free red cow is needed to pave the way for the Messiah. You're laughing, Kathy. You're sitting there laughing.
A blemish-free red cow. So this does Ashcroft know about this?
I'm sure he does.
All we need?
So far, only one of his cows has been verified as by rabbis as worthy, meaning they, the rabbis, failed to turn up even 3 white or black hairs on the animal's body. Now, there are lots of interpretations on how this will play out, but the basic Christian apocalyptic countdown, as described in the book of Revelation, is as follows. Jews return to Israel after 2,000 years. The Holy Temple is rebuilt. Billions of people perish during 7 years of natural disasters and plagues. The Antichrist rises and rules the world. The Battle of Armageddon erupts in the vicinity of Israel. Jesus returns to defeat Satan's armies and preside over Judgment Day. What the hell does that sound like? I mean, yes.
Why not believe in leprechauns and gnomes and fairies?
Oh no, that's superstition.
Yeah, but what? Precious red cows? I like the. You ought to just read some of these posts. I like the post about the woman who wanted to have her hair and nails done.
All right, now
pretty for the
right.
bridegroom.
Now Kathy's talking about the Rapture Ready website where the news today of more death and destruction in the Middle East makes these people orgasmic, or they want to go to bed with Jesus. They want to have sex with God is what it sounds like.
The most amazing thing is, you know, the little emoticons, the little smileys that are animated. I've never seen a rapture smiley before. They have a rapture smiley. It's a little smiley that bounces up and down and goes, choop, sucked right into heaven. I'm not making it up.
Generations of Christians have hoped for the second coming of Jesus, said UCLA historian Eugene Weber, author of the 1999 book entitled Apocalypses, Prophecies, Cults, and Millennial Beliefs Through the Ages. He said for this article, and it's always been an ultimately bloody hope, a slaughterhouse hope, what we now have in this global age is a vaster and bloodier than ever Wagnerian version. But then, he adds, we are a very imaginative race. Now, according to various polls, an estimated 40% of Americans believe that a sequence of events presaging the end times is already underway. 40% of us? Among the believers are pastors of some of the largest evangelical churches in America who converged at Faith Central Bible Church in Inglewood in February to finalize plans to start 5 million new churches worldwide in 10 years. This is called the Billion Souls Initiative. One of the leaders of this, some freak named James Davis, says, as we advance around the world, we will be shortening the time needed to fulfill that great commission. And then, the Bible says, the end will come. Oh, God, really? An opposing vision invoked by Ahmadinejad in an address before the United Nations last year suggests that the Imam Mahdi, a 9th century figure, will soon emerge from a well to conquer the world and convert everyone to Islam.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor.
now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old, and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor, and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Turn your heart and your life over to Christ. When you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart and changes your life.
It's just it's just insane. I swear it is insane. It is insane. As we advance around the world, James Davis, president of the Global Pastors Network Billion Souls Initiative, said, will be shortening the time needed to fulfill that great commission, and then, the Bible says, the end will come. And Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, is talking about this 9th century Islamic figure, this Messiah of sorts, who will soon emerge from a well to conquer the world and convert everyone to Islam. And at this UN meeting, he offered up a prayer, I guess. It says, Almighty Lord, I pray to you to hasten the emergence of your last repository, the promised one, that perfect and pure human being, the one that will fill this world with justice and peace. And at the appropriate time, according to Shia tradition, the Mahdi will appear, reappear, along with Jesus, and lead Muslims in a struggle to rid the world of corruption and establish justice. And for Christians, the future of Israel is the key to any end-time scenario, and various groups are reaching out to Jews or proselytizing among them to advance the second coming. We've talked about this in the program. A number of fundamentalist Christians in mostly southern states are adopting Jewish religious practices to align themselves with prophecies saying that Gentiles will stand as one with Jews when the end is near. Underlying the sense of urgency, this is a long article, just a couple more quotes here. Underlining the sense of urgency is a belief that the end times clock started ticking May 15th, 1948, when the UN formally recognized Israel. And then you have Bill McCartney, the former University of Colorado football coach and co-founder of the Promise Keepers. Remember that group of mouth breathers? Oh, my God. It was huge in the 90s. But old Bill McCartney apparently has had a devil of a time getting his own apocalyptic campaign off the ground. It's called The Road to Jerusalem, and its mission is to convert Jews to Christianity while there is still time. Now, this freak, McCartney, says our whole purpose is to hasten the end times. The Bible says Jews will be brought to jealousy when they see Christians and Jewish believers together as one. They'll want to be part of that. That's going to signal Jesus' return. And Jews and others who don't accept Jesus, he added matter-of-factly, are toast. Now, that's a wrong term to use when you're talking about Jews. Bill, honest to God, Hitler turned 9 million of them into toast, you freak, psychopathic moron. And meanwhile, in what has become a spectacular annual routine, Jews, hoping to rebuild the Holy Temple destroyed by the Romans in A.D. 70, attempt to haul the 6.5-ton cornerstones by truck up the Temple Mount, the site now occupied by the Dome of the Rock Shrine. That's one of the, if not the most holy shrine in Islam. So these fundamentalist Jews want to get up there and tear that down and rebuild the temple. Oh, that'll work, guys. Go ahead. Each year, they're turned back by the police. Among those turned away is somebody named Gershon Solomon, a spokesman for Jerusalem's Temple Institute. When the temple is built, he said, quote, Islam is over. Oh, God. Then he goes on, he says, this is in the LA Times, quote, I'm grateful for all the wonderful Christian angels wanting to help us, Christians who are now Israel's best lobbyists in the United States. However, when asked to comment on the fate of non-Christians, like Jews, upon the second coming of Jesus, you know, they're all going to be given a chance, and if they pass, they're going to be put to the sword. Mr. Solomon says, that's a very embarrassing question. What can I tell you? That's a very terrible Christian idea. What kind of religion is it that expects another religion will be destroyed? Oh, my God. Ah!
I think the part that bothers me the most is how all the pious Christians, the one who embrace Christ, want to see the Muslims die and want to see all the violence in the Mideast escalate. That's the part that really gets me.
Well, that's because John, the guy who wrote Revelation, obviously had ingested psilocybin or peyote or something in the Middle East and had these crazed visions. If you read Revelation, which I have, oh my God, if that's not a drugged out, spaced out acid trip or the equivalent thereof, I don't know what is. Or either that or John just had a total break from reality and became paranoid schizophrenic with delusions. You know, take your pick.
Which John you talking about? This one?
The one...
guard above the listed lamp.
Oh, you're not playing that.
Sweet
the reason I bring this up is because these are the people driving global policy. Do you understand what has happened? In John Dean's new book, somebody just sent me an excerpt where he talks with Barry Goldwater, and Barry Goldwater said he was terrified that these fundamentalist religious freaks and morons and killers would get control of this government. Well, guess what? Oh, my God.
Like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar, soar with healing in her wings.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them, with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we'd do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
It's about 25 before the hour. Carol writes in, didn't Saddam Hussein reappear from a well? Maybe he's the Islam's Messiah. I don't know. Carolyn in Oklahoma City writes, okay, Mike, that was scary. You scared me. Now I'm scared. Geez, if these people are so sure the end is coming, what will they do when or if the political wind blows against them? Should sane people take the governments of the world back? How will these loony zealots react? Putting on my tinfoil hat now, could it be possible that these folks would react so negatively that they, quote, rise up, close quote, take up their many, many arms and foment civil war against those who don't believe? Naturally, we'd all have to defend ourselves. What a freaking mess. Did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine the world could be so totally nuts? Gotta go self-medicate now, Carolyn. How will the loony zealots react? Well, take a look at history. They take up, historically, they've always taken up their arms and fomented war against non-believers. How many thousands of women were burned across Europe because they were witches? How many indigenous peoples around the world were murdered and killed and raped and filled full of germs and disease because they didn't believe a certain brand of Christian nonsense? How many cultures in the South Pacific were totally bastardized because they walked around topless? I mean, it just goes on and on. This has been done. This has been done historically. You know, how many Christians have started wars that resulted in millions upon millions of people dying? You know, it's just insane. It's just insane. And again, I hate bringing up the topic, but we are seeing a time when foreign policy of the United States, foreign policy of Israel, foreign policy of Iran, foreign policy of so many countries is being driven by this religious superstition, and it's pushing the entire planet towards what these freaks want. The so-called end times. Will they not be happy until every son of a bitch on earth is dead? Is that what this is about? And then fly up to the clouds and float around and play harps? What is this nonsense? How did this happen after centuries of trying to break free from this medieval Dark Ages nonsense? How are we still stuck in this? To the point that global foreign policy is being decided by these kinds of morons, killers, all of them claiming God's ear. All of them saying, well, my cloud being will whip your cloud being's ass. What is this? Oh, my God. I would love to see, what was this I read the other day? That one of the most despised groups in America are atheists. When asked the question, who would you not want a member of your family to marry? At the top of the list was atheists. I mean, screw this. Why? I wish just anyone with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk. What would these people do if presented by someone who truly understood the geopolitical crises, several of them that we're facing right now? And that person stood out there and said, oh, by the way, I've got some solutions here. I really do. And the first solution is to stop this religious nonsense. I'm a full-blown atheist, but here are the solutions to the world's problems. And then laid them out so people could actually, you know what would happen? That guy would probably be murdered in his sleep. I can't understand this. I despise it. It makes me sick. At a time when what we desperately need, if we're going to survive, here, not in some little cloud area. If we're going to survive, we need rational thought. We need people who have the ability to say, all right, we've got some problems that need to be solved, and they're not going to be solved by talking about you're going to go get your hair done, so when Jesus comes, you'll be more presentable. or your rapture up. You know, I want that bumper sticker that says, in case of rapture, I get your car. Ah! Kate writes, Dear Mike, to add to the myths, the white buffalo has returned. The gourd of ashes has been seen in the sky. The Hopi say this is the last hour. The Aztec calendar ends on December 23rd, 2012. If we aren't careful, we may just think ourselves into oblivion. Oh, do we have to do this? Have we not evolved? Oh, my God. Oh, no, I know full well that I just piss off all kinds of people when I get off on one of these rants. I know there are a lot of so-called liberal Christians out there who just hate this. Hey, look, I'm sorry, man, or lady. You got your belief. I have mine. And my belief is that this stuff is nonsense. It is retarding the human race. It is death. It is disease. It is chaos. It is murder. It's mayhem. It's mass psychosis. It's insane. Go to raptureready.com and read some of the posts from these people. Ah, all right. Chris is calling from Abiquiu, New Mexico. He's our bureau chief there. He's been holding on forever. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Yeah. I'm doing all right.
Fundamentalist religion doesn't make much logical sense. Wow. The question I wanted to ask really was, what do you call it when government fear mongering doesn't really scare people anymore? I can't think of a really good word for that. Like these seven pathetic fumbling morons that were arrested in Miami a little while ago.
Right.
I mean, no money, no training, no explosives. I guess the FBI thought they were going to use the weapons of mass destruction that Rick Santorum found, you know. But it is so pathetic. I can think of better ways to scare the American people. We should start pointing out, or put it on Fox News, that Superman's an illegal immigrant. You realize that, right? I mean, he never applied for a visa or got a green card.
No, he
came
didn't.
Here. He came here, showed up, duped these two old people in a cornfield.
Yep.
Now he's living and working here under an assumed name.
Yep.
He's not doing anything to secure the southern border. Why do you think that is? I just think the whole thing's silly myself.
Yeah, well, maybe because he's a liberal. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, it's all silly, Chris. And it would be funny if it weren't so silly, I guess.
This is true. I mean, the rest of the world's blowing up, and we kind of look like the Benny Hill Show here, don't we?
Oh, we do. Which was a great program, by the way.
By the way, you have a good night, man.
Thanks, Chris. Take care. Jay is calling from Sacramento, California. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I just wanted to, you know, I was really thinking about what you said about the Israeli-Palestinian crisis over there now. But I just want to give some historical background. The Muslims have, they had ruled Europe from early 600s to 1242
B.C. Who did?
The Moors, and a picture of the Moors is hanging in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, okay? It's 10 feet high, okay? So we have to go back historically. In a summary, the Neolithic period was where the agriculture started, and it was hunter and gatherers, and then we became farmers.
Yeah.
So then civilization evolved, lower, upper, and middle Egypt. Then the Greeks came along a little bit in the few hundred years, and then the Romans, 500 B.C. Then what happened, they ruled for 1,500 years. Then the Moors, these were Muslims from Carthage in North Africa that invaded
Spain,
which was Europe then. Okay, I just want to say that. And then what happened is, 1242 A.D., then it was the rise of Europe, and then it was slavery and so forth. Here we are today, so we're kind of going back and forth on this thing. We need to resolve this the best way we can. That was pretty good.
I've never heard the entire history of the world put into about 45 seconds.
Well, just look at Spain. The history of Spain will tell you everything. And Portuguese, yeah. Portugal.
All right, now let me ask you the key question, Jay. Where are you going with this? I mean, what?
Because our people don't understand. We don't have a sense of history, like you said, dumbing down of education. I mean, that's what's going on. We don't have any historical reference points. So, and other people do, you know, so, and my point is like Jesus, I believe in the Bible to a degree, but it's been corrupted, okay? And I have nothing against the Jews. The Jews just didn't believe that was Jesus, okay? They just thought, no, that couldn't be him. So that, you know, that's why a lot of people outcast that.
Okay. Buddhists and the Shintos
those are all Asiatic religions.
And the egg worshippers and the Druids, and, you know, it just goes on and on. Hey, listen, I have to leave it there, Jay. Thanks for checking in, Bill.
Okay,
all right, man. Take care.
I just wanted to say that.
All right, I got you. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to Justin Nguyen and Stan Stolpiak for engineering the program tonight. David Weissman handled your calls. Thanks to all three of you guys. Our outside crew, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, Ben Birch, and Jim in Arkansas. Thank you. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Okay. Everybody's been holding on forever. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, you've been holding on for 3 hours. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes on this program sometimes. You know that.
Ain't no sweat, Mike. You know, right. You're still one of the greatest. You know
I bet
that.
Your ear is sweaty right now, isn't it?
Say what?
Your ear is sweaty from holding the phone.
Well, it's quite muggy up here in New York City.
Oh, never mind. All right, Michael, now, you called because?
Because of your guest earlier, Mike Papatonio. He mentioned something about the Ohio elections, that there were 800 registered Republicans, and yet out of that particular district, there were 4,200 votes for George
right.
W. Bush.
Right.
Well, that kind of reminded me of a news article regarding Ann Coulter, that she's being investigated and supposed to be charged for knowingly and willingly voting in a wrong
right.
district in Florida to shape an election outcome. Now, the thing that crossed my mind was that I wonder how many Ann Coulters were involved in this Republican district.
Oh, my God, there's more than one? Are you saying there's more than one?
That's why I'm wondering. You know, just think about it. If you do the math, there's 800 registered Republicans, and if each one turned around and purposely voted 5 to 6 times for George W. Bush, this way you get your 4,200 votes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if everybody's tampering with the elections and turning a blind eye and a deaf ear, and the son of a bitch gets away with every nook and cranny, you know, that's how there could very well have been 4,200 votes, but now the question is, were they legal? You know what I'm saying?
Well, if there's only 800 registered voters, how could the 4,200 be legal?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Somebody, you know, somebody probably repeated the votes and then it multiplied.
Well, or it doesn't even have to be that way, Michael. All they have to do is program these machines to do any kind of gymnastics or high wire acts that the programmers wanted to do.
I am not ruling out that possibility at all.
Right.
I think that's more likely, but I just couldn't help but wondering about this particular instance with Ann Coulter knowingly voting in the wrong election. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute.
Yeah, all right, I got you. All right, Michael, now let me ask you something. I really love it when you call, but did you hold on for 3 hours just to say that?
Well, actually, I was hoping to get on while Mike Papatonio was on, so I could get them.
All right, never mind. All right, listen, Mike, it's always good to hear from you, okay? I'm sorry I had to wait 3 hours. Take care,
hey,
all right?
You're still the man, all right?
All right, we'll talk again. Take care. You got a lot of people in here been holding on forever. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. You got a minute.
Dear God in heaven, if there's more than one Ann Coulter, that'll bring you in time all by itself.
Yeah, will, won't it?
Jeez, Louise.
Wouldn't you like to see her rapture in that little black dress just fall on the ground? She owns one dress, this woman? What is this?
Oh.
Every time I see her, she's got on that black dress that if it were any higher, it would blot out the sun.
You know, when he said that, I thought,
it's a little scary. I know.
Oh,
I know, Marge.
Kathy, I love you dearly, but would you please shoot that Soar Eagle, or at least warn me ahead of time so I can go get my Malox?
I've been asking Kathy not to play the John Ashcroft Soar Like an Eagle or Fly Like a Soar or My Eagle is Sore or whatever it is. I've been
he's enough to make any eagle soar.
Yeah, oh my God.
You know,
but she keeps playing it because it is John Ashcroft. He was the Attorney General of the United States.
You have to remind me. And then there was Ma Barker that was cracking all that stained glass in Texas. Is that where they had the second
That's where they had the memorial service for Ken Lay in a Methodist church.
Well, they had another one in Aspen or wherever the hell, too. Even on a cloudy day, the attendees were carrying umbrellas to shield them from the cameras or whatever.
Does not surprise me.
Those people are all absolutely nutty,
guess
nutty
what, Marge?
Goofy, crazy, whatever the hell.
Guess what? We're out of time.
Yeah, well, take care. Think cool thoughts. Talk to you next time.
All right, thanks, Marge. I appreciate you checking in.
We'll have to get to the terrorist designs on the flea markets and Yule festivals.
I know. I'm sorry. Kathy plans the programs, and I get on here and screw it all up. Sorry if I left you on hold tonight, but sometimes that's the way it works in talk radio. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
And then God said,
"Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.